for Little Friends.
Pray Always by Rhonda Gibb Heinrichsen.
Pray Without Ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17.
When Jesus lived on the earth, he always prayed to Heavenly Father. Sometimes he prayed alone. Sometimes he prayed with his disciples.
Jesus loved his disciples. He wanted them to know how to pray.
He gave them an example of how to pray. It is called the Lord's Prayer.
Jesus began the prayer by saying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen. Jesus also told his disciples a parable or story about prayer.
One night while a man was fast asleep in his bed, a friend knocked on his door.
Please lend me 3 loaves of bread, the man called from outside. Someone has just come to visit me. I don't have any food to give him.
Don't bother me, the sleepy man said. It's midnight, and my children are asleep.
Please, help me.
I can't, grumbled the man. I'd awaken everyone.
Please.
In time, the man climbed out of his bed and gave his friend as much food as he needed. Jesus said the man did this because his friend did not give up. He did not stop asking for help.
Heavenly Father loves us. He wants to bless us. But we must be like the man's friend. We must ask in faith and try to be like Jesus so we can receive Heavenly Father's blessings.
Always praying is one way we work to receive Heavenly Father's blessings.
Jesus said,
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Prayer Reminders by Julie Wardell. The following are prayer suggestions. Remember to have family prayer. Kneel by the side of your bed for morning and night prayers. Fold your arms during a prayer. Close your eyes when a prayer is given. Don't forget to ask Heavenly Father for a blessing on your food. Bow your head when a prayer is given.
Snowflakes for Sam by Kristen Wareheim. To everything there is a season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Sam looked sad. What's the matter? Jackie asked. There's still no snow, Sam said. What fun is winter without snow? Jackie had an idea. She went into her room and shut the door. What are you doing? Sam asked. You'll see, she called. Sam waited. He heard crinkle, crinkle, snip, snip, snip. He was curious, so he knocked on the door. What are you doing? He asked again. Be patient, Jackie said. You'll see. Sam was tired of waiting. He sat on a chair in the living room and read a book. After a while, he felt something fall softly on his head. He picked it up. A snowflake, he declared. Then more snowflakes fell on him. He looked behind the chair. Surprise! Jackie shouted. It's snowing! Sam laughed as he held up a snowflake. This is the best kind of snow, he said. It never melts.
Family Home Evening. Snowflake Art by Kristen Wareheim. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. Decorating your house with homemade snowflakes is a great way to enjoy winter. Try these tips for creating snowflakes. Remember, no 2 snowflakes are ever alike. Diamond Snowflakes. Take an 8.5 by 11 inch, 22 by 28 centimeter sheet of paper and fold the top left corner across the page until the top of the paper is even with the right side. Crease the diagonal fold so the paper lies flat. Cut off the 2-inch strip at the bottom and discard. Take 1 tip of the longest side and bring it to the other end to make a smaller triangle. Repeat this step 2 more times to make a smaller triangle. Use scissors to cut designs into the folded edges of the triangle. Unfold the paper to see your snowflake. Round snowflakes. Trace a small plate or other round object onto a piece of paper. Cut out the circle. Fold the circle in half. Repeat this step 2 more times. Cut designs in the folded edges of the paper, then unfold the paper to see your snowflake. Sparkling snowflakes. To make the snowflake sparkle, ask a parent or another adult to boil 1 cup of water and stir in 1 cup of Epsom salts. After the mixture cools, use a small paintbrush to brush it onto the snowflakes. When the water dries, the Epsom salts will form sparkly crystals on the snowflakes. Another way to make your snowflakes sparkle and shine is to paint them with condensed milk, then sprinkle with glitter and let dry. End of the section for little friends.